This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Grass. Ash, cash, or grass. Nobody rides for free.
What the heck?
You never heard that before?
Gotta have one of those.
1970s saying or something like that.
Yeah, I think I've heard it.
Like a bumper sticker.
Maybe we could have come up with a more relevant sentence.
Grass. G-R-A-S-S. Grass is this hour's code word. Text GRASS to 72881 by the end of this hour for your chance to win $1,000. That number again is 72881 GRASS.
What are the choices?
Ass, cash, or grass?
Ass, cash, or
ass,
grass.
Ass, grass, or cash?
When I saw that grass was the word...
Yeah. Did you think of the same exact thing?
You did not.
Yes, I did.
Oh, my God.
Oh, the grass.
Guess that must be an over 50 thing.
Maybe. One lucky national winner is going to get $1,000 right now. 72881. Text the word grass. Message and data rates apply. Lots more chances today. It's 12K a day.
You want to smoke some grass?
Grass. I can't believe grass is
so funny.
Legal now. It's so... 30 years too late for me.
A. On a side note.
B.
There's
a bunch of magma eating a car all over the press right now from Hawaii.
Is it that time-lapse one?
Yeah.
Where
there's,
that is absolutely unbelievable, that video. Oh, my God. Yeah, he'll love us.
Yeah, I've been watching quite a bit of that, and it is fascinating.
Look at this.
There's no...
They sped it up, thankfully.
Yes,
that's pretty slow.
But there it goes right across and just eats the car on the other side.
Well, I saw it melting a fence as it went through.
Right.
Oh no!
Goodbye, fence.
The fence isn't gonna stop it.
Right, I don't know what can stop it.
Nothing can.
It'll melt anything, right?
Hey, someone is correcting us, and they're totally right.
Oh.
650 ass gas or wait. Ass, gas, or grass. Nobody rides for free.
Oh.
So you either got to get
ass,
a booty,
gas, or grass.
You got to get some money, or you got some weed.
Like money for gas?
Yeah.
What ass, did you
gas.
Think it was again?
We said
ass,
cash.
Cash, or grass.
But it is.
It's ass, gas, and
or grass.
It doesn't really
That's way
matter.
Before my time, though.
Oh, really? Is it?
Hold on.
It was on every bumper of every hippie's car.
Yeah.
Did you ever call weed grass?
Me personally... Personally, I did not, but
no,
I know
either.
My parents did.
Yeah. Did you?
No.
Yeah, I never used grass.
Yeah.
But I always remember seeing the bumper sticker on
it. Yeah, but it was the 70s and people hitchhiked and, you know, so the people who were old enough to drive in the 70s,
Let
which
me ask
I wasn't.
You this. Have you ever hitchhiked?
No. I don't believe that I ever have.
I really can't say. I don't remember. Not that I remember.
Huh. I picked up hitchhikers.
Not as an adult.
No, oh God,
I might
no.
have done it
oh
as a, God. You know, dumb kid.
Right.
Which
though.
Is the worst time to do it.
Exactly.
Right.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. Here's a couple. All 510 right. says, it is closed circuit, not closed caption, Vinny.
What?
Yes!
They're right.
Yeah!
I was imagining, as you said, the whole staff at this restaurant you go to... seems to move to the back room as you're going to the bathroom. I imagine they've got a TV
right.
live
And it
there.
Has actual subtitles on it for, you know, if I go, sighs, you know.
Isn't fart sounds the same, though?
Yeah.
Anyway, I just thought that, whatever. Thank you.
Yes.
Closed circuit. Not closed. I almost said. I agree with Vinny about Titanic. 714 says Titanic is one of my top 10, but then again, so is Steel Magnolias.
Oh, I love Steel Magnolias.
But it's not in your top
it's
10.
It's not in
is
my
it?
Top 10, but that is a great movie. It's hard to, it's like you said, you know, you think, that's got to be up in my top 20 or 30. And then if you really sat and thought about all the movies, you would definitely rework that list. It was like when I was trying to come up with my top 10 artists. And then, like, people kept... I'm like, oh, yeah, I totally forgot about Rush. Oh, yeah, I forgot about Pink Floyd. I guess Journey just kept moving down the list.
Because Journey's not on the list.
Well, Journey's close. I think they wound up in, like, 13th or 14th place.
Not in your top 10.
Nope. But close.
Vinny, regarding the glory hole convo, this is the kind of crap girls live with. Seriously.
Yeah, Vinny.
That's what it's like to be a girl.
But you keep going back there.
Well, I gotta eat.
Oh, there's a million restaurants. You don't gotta eat there.
I'll try to not go to the bathroom.
And another thing,
it
to go for once in your life.
I like to sit down. I don't want to clean up at my house.
This is the kind of
that's why we go out.
Right, that's why I went out. Right, I'm gonna walk over there, pick it up, and walk home. No,
park by. You know you've got a parking spot by the trash can in Mill Valley, near the McDonald's.
No, stop it. I'm not gonna go to McDonald's. I bet you they have a camera in there. Probably not.
You guys are the worst.
You mean the best?
I think he means the best.
I think so.
Around! Nothing's gonna ever keep you down. Come on, Adele. You gotta pipe down today.
No, why are you talking so much, Adele?
Yeah, she's all over us.
Titanic is my favorite movie of all time. Vinny, stop being so judgmental. Oh.
I'm telling you, especially for the younger kids. I think people who are around 30 right now, maybe 30 to 35, you know, that movie came out when they were like, you know, between 10 and 15, and it was just, it was such an epic movie. That's right, Kanye.
510 says, Vinny, could you actually identify your rear from below you? No chance. I'm sure I could.
Really? Have you squatted on many mirrors?
No, but I think that I know my... body size, type, general coloring.
I mean, I live with it somewhere.
Let me ask you this. Okay, I got a question for you.
Yeah.
If you were just looking at pictures of everyone's butt on the show, could you put their face with their butt?
Well, probably, because there's only three of you.
What about you, Z? What about Vaughn?
Well, I have a girl.
Well, Vaughn,
butt.
Yes, I'll be able to pick Vaughn out of that lineup.
Okay.
No problem, Vaughn. I'm going to know it's you.
Vaughn's got the tan butt.
Right. I'm getting thumbs up from him. Hooman, I'm just assuming Hooman's pretty hairy. Like, I'm thinking I could pick Hooman right out.
Why would you say
Uzi
that?
Would be the other girl, so I'm going to take a look and go, well, I don't
she
think
hairy?
That's mine.
Is she hairy?
No, she's neatly trimmed. Are you kidding me?
Yeah, I don't have a hairy butt.
And I don't know, between Bryn and Vinny, I'd be taking a guess, I'm sure.
Totally pick all your butts.
Yeah, I think that...
You don't know.
Not funny.
Oh, that was funny.
This is going to be a fun day. We're doing some butt picking. All right, everybody squat
right
over the camera.
That could mean a couple things.
Right.
We're going to pick up on that. Hooman.
Yeah, a little late,
nothing
buddy.
Gets by you. Who are we?
925 says, oh my God, I love Tenacious D. I had no idea there was a movie.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to watch it tonight.
It's really stupid. I'm warning you, but it's pretty funny. I mean, I liked it, but I just, anything Jack Black does, I'm like, all right, it's Jack Black. Mm-hmm. I love him.
Oh my God, I'm dying at Hooman's experience with soccer parents. He's right. They are insane. Our kid only played for a year, and we're non-confrontational, so it was awkward for us.
And it's a bunch of kids playing soccer who are like 7. All right, this isn't the Olympics. Calm down.
Well, I'm sure those parents are like, listen, you need to get into college with a soccer scholarship.
And it begins now.
We don't have any money for that nonsense. Dad wants a Porsche.
Oh, my goodness.
Thanks to my teachers at Monta Vista High in Cupertino in the late 90s, lots of people changed my life. Shout out to choir teachers, football coaches, and science crew. Boy, that's a well-rounded group there.
It is.
No, we do not like meeting with parents, says 408.
Mm, that must be a teacher.
Yeah, I don't necessarily mean that you like it, but it is part of the gig, right?
There's probably some parents that they feel like that was a great interaction, and other ones they're like, oh my God, why did I become a teacher?
Right.
This sucks, Beavis.
So many people love Tenacious D. I cannot believe it.
Because they're awesome.
They're not, though.
Oh, my God. You're crazy. That first record. God
the
damn.
The first record?
I listen to that record at least once a week.
How about now? How about that?
I listen to it once a week.
Sarah, so, ever watch Run, Ronnie, Run? Jack Black has been the most inappropriate, amazing song ever.
No. Is it about Ronnie James Dio? He is fascinated with... play Dio by... it's so great.
Play I Want It All.
It's really short. It's only like a minute long.
619 says, Head Over Heels, the Go-Go's musical, closed on Sunday and is now headed to Broadway. Not a fan of the Go-Go's, but loved the show.
Oh.
Bummer you guys missed it.
Ah, well.
That's too bad.
I do love that. That first album is a classic. It's not in my top 10, you're right, but I love it.
Sure.
And I've played it for my kid so that she knows every word.
Girls rock.
All girl rock band. That is awesome. Following someone on social media and looking into them through there is just part of dating these days. I understand that.
Elon
it's
Musk
the Elon
Grimes
Musk
thing.
Grimes love affair. It's just that he's the way he's setting up their connection, that he was about to make a joke.
He was
and it
researching
turns out
a joke.
She made that joke 2 years
she's
earlier.
She's amazing. She's the only one who understands me.
Maybe that is real.
You know what? We'll find out because they live their lives very publicly. And Grimes just got a huge publicity
bump
spurt from this.
For sure.
She got a publicity spurt, you guys. It's hot.
Is it?
Isn't it? Well.
I tried so hard to get through for the last 5 years and never once have been able to accomplish it. And then, when someone finally picks up the phone, they put me on hold and then hang up.
Hooman?
How dare you?
That's not true.
Yeah, I don't put anybody on hold. I just hang up on them.
That hold part's wrong. That was just... The dial tone hadn't engaged yet. I commute 1.5 hours each way, 3 hours every day. Mm-hmm. I don't need the me time.
Yeah, I've had enough of me. Enough of me.
My commute is awful. Pittsburgh to Pleasanton. Mm. I pretend my drive is my second job. I've made about $75,000 in house equity in 2.5 years. One way to look at it.
Mm-hmm. That is a great way to look at it, actually. If you move out far enough, you're paying less for your home and you're making that. That's very interesting.
Started Handmaid's Tale last night. Had to force myself to stop at 1 a.m. after 3 episodes in. So good. Thanks, Sarah. Totally worth the Hulu subscription.
Yeah, it's great. The book is, I read the book years and years ago. So it was nice to not have every detail in my head. I'm not sure how close they stayed. But now that they're in the second season, it is beyond what was written in the book. It's Margaret Atwood, I believe. She's great. I love a lot of her books.
925 says, speaking of goth chick, can you ask Jane if she knew what was up with all the goth people running around Disneyland and California Adventure on Sunday?
Jane, was there a goth convention? That we didn't know about.
You know what I didn't know? And I don't know if Disney
here she comes. Bought
it or... Hi, Jane. Nightmare here. Before Christmas is part of the Disney thing.
Oh, maybe they were doing a Nightmare Before Christmas thing.
Yeah, it's called Bat's Day. And they have like... And everybody like wears their little goth stuff. And you know how they have like Dapper Day where everybody wears their kind of pinup girl?
I didn't know about this.
Yeah, they have different theme days. And
at California Great Adventure... Specifically.
And Disneyland.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and so everybody had like their Jack Skellington little bows on their ears and things like that. And
cute.
And I had FOMO to die. I was so jealous. I wanted to be there so bad.
It does seem like your kind of party.
It does, it does seem like my
but
very dark kind
of
party.
But you needed to be here in town doing your show. You couldn't be down there for that party. And
you're
you
very
also,
responsible.
You were at U2 last night, right?
I was.
Did you talk to Bono?
No,
or the
I did
Edge
not.
At all this go round?
Absolutely no contact with the band in any way, shape, or form. It was just I was just there to see the show, and it was so good.
Yeah, these guys are raving they are about pretty it this good. Morning. Did you love it, Yuzi?
I liked it a lot.
What did you think about?
Well, Jane, my only complaint this morning is they're so political that it's too much for me personally.
Like, I bet you didn't like when he did like the evil clown face and everything, did you? You didn't like all that stuff.
We left before that.
Oh, you didn't.
They didn't get to see that.
You wouldn't like that. Yeah.
It gets more and more political as the night goes on. Hey, what do you think about Elon Musk and his new goth girlfriend?
Dude, I got off on that story so bad because Grimes is a cool chick, dude. She's badass.
She's a genius.
She's
Jane.
A genius, apparently. But when you were talking about the Rococo and all that stuff.
The Rococo basilisk
I was like,
thing.
Okay, you two enjoy each other because that right. is just
because yeah. you're alone yeah, on that island,
right?
Yeah,
we'll just wave.
But
from
it's how
back
nice
here.
That one of your people has ascended to you know the billionaires ranks.
So I guess this makes me like Elon Musk adjacent.
It does. I think, it's yeah. like one step removed.
My goth card into Elon Musk.
Grimes is one of your people.
Sure, she's a goth girl.
She oh
yeah. oh yeah.
I thought we were into pale waves right now.
We are deeply into pale waves right now, Vinny. Thank you so much.
If
for noticing.
If you look at her on any of her Instagrams, it's pale waves.
Pale waves.
Is the,
it is
the band of the day.
Obsessed.
Right. Thank you, Jane.
Thanks,
Jane, everyone, please remember that Jane is on this afternoon. I feel like maybe we should sing a Jane song.
I think we did an extended version earlier. We're all good.
I mean, you know.
Just out of curiosity, because everyone's laughing about all the religious apparel that these people are wearing, would you guys still be laughing if the theme was Jewish or Muslim and these people were dressed up in all these other religions? Or
no, we try to be respectful. We were all raised Catholic, so we feel like we can laugh
we're
at that.
We're recovering.
Yeah, we're all recovering Catholics. We'd probably try to be more respectful of other religions. You got us.
Right.
That's the thing about being from a section of society. You can make fun of that section. No problem.
Sarah, what do you think of your boy Tom Brady's outfit at the Met Gala?
It was a little... It was fine. I mean, it was really just the very little I saw of it. It was a suit, but it had some sort of embroidery as a collar around
it. I didn't even
it.
Notice his suit.
Well, because I was busy looking at his hand on Giselle's ass. Uh-huh. I mean, just cupping. Just
well, wouldn't you?
I mean, I guess I would.
Of course you
just
would.
It seems like they've been married long enough that maybe she'd be like, can you just not hold me up by my butt the whole time?
What is the matter with that? That's love.
Okay. So I thought he looked fine. I mean, they're definitely
a
lot more daring at the Met Gala. Like, he wouldn't wear that to a regular thing. But he looks fine. He's handsome.
Fallon says, Tom Brady dressed as a dragon slayer to the Met Gala.
Oh, yeah.
Or Chinese New Year calendar.
Oh.
Canceling the wedding isn't going to make her arm grow back. Might as well go through with it, says 650.
Well. That was about the story earlier today. These people like are on a kind of like a pre-wedding vacation. Her arm gets bitten off by a crocodile. Guy saved her life, though. Dove down, beat up the crocodile.
Vin, from the sound of it, she'd go through with the wedding just to keep herself from sitting and thinking about the attack.
Yeah.
Yeah, but that's the rest of your life.
Yeah. Both things. You're never going to forget either one.
The guy definitely passed the husband test. Wow.
Mm-hmm. That's just outright heroics. I mean, you couldn't blame a guy if he was like, I love her and everything, but it's an 8-foot gator. What am I going to do? What am I going to do? Go down there and beat him up?
Hey.
Out, yeah.
408 says the croc didn't get the engagement ring at least.
Right. It's on the left hand.
I always have to check that. Right. Okay. It's the left. I never, you know what I mean?
It's actually how I tell my left and right apart is because I got a ring on my left hand.
Really?
Yes. I'm really bad with left and right.
Are you?
Kinda.
No, you're not.
Compared to other people, I think I am. People sometimes they go, yeah, it's on the right. I'm like, it's on the right. I have to look first.
I think we're caught up, everyone.
All right, we'll take a quick break. We'll be right back. Don't forget that we have Bottle Rock tickets with Jane. You get to go join Jane coming up right after this break.
Radio.com.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Fun show today.
Yeah.
Weirdly goth themed. I liked it. You know, I had a little, had an appearance from Jane.
That's true.
We talked about Elon Musk's new girlfriend, Grimes. Mm-hmm. Look her up, people. She's having a surge in popularity.
Mm.
Now that she's dating a billionaire.
Human gives it 6 months.
Oh.
I say less.
I say forever. I think he's finally found his soulmate.
Mm.
Congratulations, Elon, on your soulmate finding. Mission accomplished. So have a great day. Lexi coming up next?
She is.
Okay. And the winning continues. We have 12K a day that we're doing all for the next 4 or 5 weeks, actually.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So lots and lots of chances. Listen for the code word. You have an hour to submit it at 72881. And don't forget that we've got all day the Jane at Bottle Rock Jam Cellar mm-hmm. pad passes. So be listening at 12:35 and 3:35 and 5:35. You have to be over 21 to win that.
Right.
We will see you tomorrow. It's Survivor Wednesday, also known as Hump Day to other
right
people.
Right now it is?
No, tomorrow.
Tomorrow.
Tomorrow. Yeah. We'll today's get her done. To get everything you need to done so that everything's clear and tomorrow you can watch Survivor. Have a great day and we'll see you then.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.